want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is meatloaf. We were preparing for a really busy night at the restaurant, holiday busy. Each night, our culinary team divides up the duties to ensure that everyone working gets a meal. We, like many restaurants that do this, call it family meal, and it is meant to nourish as well as give them a bit of time to get to know each other. I like it when the kitchen team and the front of the house team mix in and learn more about each other. It makes for a more natural team building opportunity. Breaking bread and finding our joint humanity truly matters. There are times when, as at home, the family meal is humble and even seems to be a grab bag of leftovers. But on key nights, I'm happy to say, they go all out and make something that will really psych up the entire team and ready them for the heavy-duty action to come. One such night recently was at hand, and big pans of beautifully prepared meatloaf awaited our dedicated workforce. Smiles were ear to ear as they helped themselves to a big bowl of salad, slices of crusty bread, and the meaty prize on the end of the line. Meatloaf is a dish that can be traced back to Roman times. It's likely that the American version was born in a mixture known as scrapple to the German-American early settlers of Pennsylvania, where it was mixed with cornmeal. By the 19th century, it took on its current form, usually centered on beef. My mother's copy of The Joy of Cooking shows some telltale stains on that page. I received a gift cookbook titled Dinner with Jackson Pollock, written by Robin Lee. I had long known of his art, as I had begun to follow all kinds of artists since I was a young boy. I had learned that he had awkward times finding himself. To that, I think, most of us can relate. Pollock had agonizing doubts about his ability to draw. But when he developed his drip method, he found an ally in the heaven-sent miracle known as gravity. While leaning over his canvases, he waved his arms and gods descended. It is fascinating to me that a man of such groundbreaking art would also be a person who helped cook dinners and baked bread with his wife in a careful and measured way. The end papers of the beautifully produced book portray neat, flowing, handwritten recipe cards from long ago, as well as some recipes cut out of newspapers of the times they lived in. Sure enough, Mr. Pollock's family liked classic American down-home meatloaf, the topic of today's A Word on Food. His recipe was one he learned primarily from his mother, Stella. She added pistachios and served it with a grainy mustard sauce. Once I read the mustard sauce part, I had flights of fancy, imagining the artist, whose art was described as volcanic, of having fire. It is unpredictable. It is undisciplined. It spills out of itself as a mineral prodigality not yet crystallized. I imagine him saucing the meatloaf. Their house guests, shocked as he climbs up on top of his dining room table chair, leans over and commences to swirling and dripping the mustard sauce in masterful ways on their plates. I wonder, do I give that a try? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my Word on Food.